For the investigations, usually it is a clinical diagnosis because the age at which it presents and the features of exaggerated sunburn, progressive lentigines makes an easy the diagnosis easy. But still, if you want to perform some tests, then we can go for the cellular test for the defective DNA repair, in which we have to detect that the unscheduled DNA synthesis is normal or not, in which we are going to culture the skin fibroblast after taking a 4 mm skin biopsy. That is a punch biopsy. Then these skin fibroblasts are irradiated to ultraviolet radiation in a petri dish, and the unscheduled DNA synthesis is measured. If it is reduced, then we will know that the unscheduled DNA synthesis is abnormal. For XPV, because we know that the nucleotide excision repair pathway is normal, and that's why it will not show any defect in the unscheduled DNA synthesis. So that is why we have to make a modification, in which we are going to expose these cells to ultraviolet radiation after incubating them with CAFFIN. CAFFIN make them sensitive to ultraviolet damage to the ultraviolet radiation, and hence the defect in the unscheduled DNA synthesis can be detected. So the step in which without the CAFFIN the unscheduled DNA synthesis is normal, but with CAFFIN it becomes abnormal. It will show specifically the XPV variant. Besides this, direct genetic mutation analysis can also be done.